From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. is offering to join others in raising $100 billion a year by 2020 to help developing nations combat global warming. But at the climate change conference in Copenhagen, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the proposal is contingent on world leaders reaching a broader pact on transparency. The U.S. has called on China to allow an international review of its measures to control greenhouse gas emissions. China and the U.S. are the world's leading polluters. Yemen's military attacked suspected al-Qaeda hideouts and training camps in the country today, killing 34 militants and arresting 17 others. Dale Gavlak has details.
The military used airstrikes and a ground operation both north and south of the capital, Sana'a. Yemeni authorities said the militants were planning to carry out multiple suicide attacks against foreign and local targets, with eight of them preparing explosive vests. But a security official said that several citizens were also among the dead. The resurgence of al-Qaeda in Yemen has raised concern throughout the Mideast. In 2000, al-Qaeda attacked the USS Cole off the port of Aden. Yemen, the ancestral homeland of Osama bin Laden, has cooperated with the U.S. in fighting terrorism, but it has struggled to confront Islamic extremists because of its weak central government. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Pakistani intelligence reports at least a dozen people are dead from a U.S. missile attack in the North Waziristan region today, but it's uncertain if all those killed were militants or included any civilians. Civilian deaths have fueled public opposition to targeted U.S. missile attacks on Pakistani soil. In the U.S., Georgia's labor commissioner is asking for a $70 million federal loan to help pay the state's unemployment benefits. Without it, state officials say they will run out of money next week. NPR's Kathy Law reports.
Labor Commissioner Michael Thurman says the high unemployment rate has forced him to ask the federal government for help. The state's unemployment rate has remained above 10% for months, and since December 2007, more than 1 million residents have filed for temporary unemployment benefits at least once. The payout for unemployment benefits in Georgia is $33 million a week, and this year, Thurman says the state has already paid out $1.6 billion. Georgia is one of more than 20 states that have now asked for billions of dollars in federal loans to help pay for unemployment benefits as they struggle through the recession. Most states were not prepared for the influx of people who've been out of work, and taxes collected from employers have amounted to far less than the demand for benefits. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Meanwhile, the Labor Department reports that first-time jobless applications rose by 7,000 last week to 480,000. Dow's down 100 points. This is NPR. British Airways has averted a strike heading into the busy holiday travel season. Larry Miller has more on this from London.
British Airways went to Britain's High Court claiming there were serious and substantial irregularities in the overwhelming vote by cabin crew to strike and that the walkout was illegal. The court agreed, granting BA an injunction. The airline described irregularities, including votes counted of former staff and of those about to leave the company. BA said it was delighted by the ruling. The union countered it was a disgraceful day for democracy and promised a new strike vote unless there's a negotiated settlement. But the 12-day strike set to hit over the Christmas and New Year holiday period will not go ahead. A million BA passengers would have been affected. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan is strongly supporting a proposal to create a bipartisan commission that would tackle the record federal deficit in the U.S. In a prepared statement to be delivered before the Senate Homeland Security Committee today, Greenspan said the U.S. faces an unprecedented fiscal crisis, and the creation of a bipartisan task force is, quote, an excellent idea. Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Chris Henry has died from injuries sustained during an apparent accident yesterday in North Carolina. He was 26 years old. Oscar-winning actress Jennifer Jones has died at the age of 90. Exact cause of death was unknown, but a spokeswoman says Jones died today at her home in Malibu. Jones was one of Hollywood's best-known actresses in the 1940s and 50s. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.